Continuing from the Cheder Pshischa, we've spoken a lot about Rabbunim till now. Rabbunim's Rebbe was the Yid HaKadosh. And the reason why he was called the Yid HaKadosh was because every single day he felt like he was a new Jew. Take a look at this first Ma'amakam. Every day that he made the Bracha, Shalaya Sanigai, Hirgish Binafsho, Shanishtana, Kmame'in Yehudi the Yehudi. He felt the change in himself as if he was going from being a guy to a Jew. That's how we serve Hashem from day to day. Like yesterday, he wasn't a Jew compared to today. And he said, that even though every single day a Jew has to be Mosef Aholich, nevertheless, he was always searching for that very first light that was Nisgala to him in the beginning of his Avodas Hashem. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Hashem. Take a look at this Vort, which is said in his name. He said on the Pasuk, Madua lo ba ben Yishai gam tmol gam hayoim, that Shaul HaMelech asked Yonasan, why hasn't David come to the Suda? Not today, not yesterday. So he types the Pasuk as follows, Madua lo ba ben Yishai, why has Mashiach not yet come? Mipnei shegam tmol gam hayoim. Because hinenu hayom kmo shahinu esmol. Because we are today the same as we were yesterday. That's how Mashiach doesn't come. That there's no Mosef Aholich in the life of a Jew in his Avodas Hashem. It's a beautiful taich on the Pasuk. We mentioned that today is the Yortzeit of the Megal HaMukos. So here you have a vart in the name of the Megal HaMukos on this week's Parsha. That in Parshas Vaschan, Ofin Ayin Vav, that which Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ata hachiloisa laharoises avdecha. You have just begun to show me, Moshe says to Hashem Yisbarach. This is after an entire lifetime of serving Hashem. So how does he teach this, the Megal HaMukos? Ki kol ma shehisig Moshe, lehisig shu never ba'ilam. Nobody was able to achieve and to understand that which Moshe understood. But to Moshe, he was only beginning the journey. So he said, I'm only beginning now for you to show me. That's how he touched the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. After all that he accomplished, how everything in Moshe's eyes was just the beginning of everything. There's a known vort from the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Vayera, which we have here. The Pasuk says, about Avraham, v'hu yoyshev Pesach o'el kachom hayom. So he goes and he says, v'amar ha'kasa mehichan zach ha'zayis shenira Hashem milav ayde isek tarasa. Zayis ha'yisad lo machmas hachna g'doy le shahaya bo. So Avraham was a big anav. Dahainu, that's what it means, v'hu yoyshev Pesach o'el. Dahainu. What does it mean that he sat at the entrance of the tent? Af shahaya tzadik gadol, even though he was a great tzadik, af apichein hichzik atzmo behachna g'dola. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he was always in a state of humility. Shadai noyshev pesach v'aschala shal kedusha. That Avraham Avinu, excuse me, was always sitting at the pesach of kedusha. Yeah. He was always sitting at the pesach of kedusha. So that's what it means. V'hu yoyshev pesach oil, says the Noam Elimelech. Kechoyim hayoyim. What does that mean? In the heat of the day. But Salema sheyesh bni adam shenirim shehem muchnaim. There are some people that they look like they're truly humble. But they're not inside themselves. The Torah is attesting to the humility of Avraham Avinu that it was Baruch Kashemish Be'enav. That's a lashon chaim kechaim hayayim. That it was as clear as day. Avraham Avinu that he served the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was nobody like him on the planet till he came around. And this is after his bismillah where he showed tremendous mysterious nefesh for Hashem Yisbarach. And here the Pasuk says that after Bismillah, he was at the beginning of his journey. That he always sat b'Pesach Ha'el, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ata ha'chileis el ha'reis es avdecha. Of course, this needs a hezber. This needs a hezber. How a tzaddik is able to feel that way, or he's searching for that. So take a look at the Baal Shem Tov on top. So the Baal Shem Tov said as follows, Inyan ma'ashe b'tchilas avedes Hashem mekarvin es ha'adam misayinais ha'milamala. There's a very big klal in Avodas Hashem. And the mashal that the Baal Shem Tov says, we'll give in a moment, in the brackets, just parenthetically, that at the beginning of a Jew's journey, he has a special siyata d'shmaya to get going. But afterwards, the Hashem Yisbarach lets go, and he lets a person go on his own. So he says, like a father who's trying to teach a child how to walk, that for the first few steps he holds his hands, but as soon as the child is getting ready to walk, he's almost there, the father lets go, and the child's supposed to walk on his own. So he says that in the beginning of a Jew's journey, where he has that clarity, and he finds Hashem Yisbarach in his life, and Hashem is very close to him, and he's very much with him, and then as things go on, he thinks he's going to get closer, but Hashem starts to take a step back. How does that work? He explains, Va'az over my love bechinas shonos v'nim meloshen yisrachak me'Hashem Yisbarach. It looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distancing himself from him. Hashem Yisbarach nisar v'menu v'al kein tzarech l'schazek az b'yoyis v'leida. The person needs to know, she'kolzeh hu rak b'shvil nisayon. This is called the nisayon. V'chiba. This is a love from Hashem. That Hashem is trying to stand him on his 2 feet. V'loizaz gam az chibas yisbarach v'menu. But Hashem is loving him the entire time. What we see from here is something very interesting. That at the beginning of the journey, a Jew feels very close to Hashem, and as he continues on, he starts to feel like Hashem is getting farther from him. Like we have this by the Akedah itself. It says that Hashem appeared to Avram, and he told him to go Shechti Yitzhak, and Avram woke up very excited. Vayashkim Avram Aboker. Very excited to do that. And then what happens? Vayaris HaMakom Eirachok. Hashem looks very distant to him. So the Zohar says, Makom refers to Hashem, that he saw Hashem from a distance. And he needed, says the Tisra Shlema, he needed to be mechazik himself at that moment, that he had that clarity and then Hashem was farther. That's called the nisayon. That's the prototype of all nisayonos, the nisayon of the Akedah. So what that means is that there's a siyat tishma in the beginning, but at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person should kind of do it on his own, not need the siyat tishma. Now this is what happens though. There's two ways at that point. You can either say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to walk on my own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting go. I got to be that tinok. I got to be able to know how to use these legs. Or you could say like this. Or you could say, listen, Moshe, I know you really want me to walk on my own. I don't really want to. I want that you should hold my hand forever. This is what distinguishes between a tzaddik and a chassid. That a chassid says, I don't want to let go of your hand. Because I know that even if I'm walking by myself, you're still helping me walk. You get it? It's a very deep inyan in chassidus. So when Hashem lets go, and that's supposed to be an act of chiba, Hashem is trying to teach you that you should have your own shtolz, your own koyach atzmi. A chassid says, I don't want to let go of your hand. And that's why the tzaddik, who's a real chassid, that he holds on to Hashem in the beginning and he never lets go of the reishis nekuda. Always holding on to the nekuda reishis because he never wants to let go of the asiyat d'shma in the beginning. If you take a look at the Basayin here, Vikur Bias Ha'ilam Ha'isa Bereshis Vishal Yisrael Shinikri Reshis Perish Al Derech Maimer Chazal Bechol Yom Yehu Bi'anecha Kechadashim. Where is this Maimer Chazal? This week's Parsha. Parshas Vaschanan V'ayayim Shemayit Yishmiel Tzosai Asher Anachim Mitzavcha Ayayim. Every day it should be like new to you, that there should be a Hischachis every single day. So he says, "Ratzalaimer afidu ho'ovid Hashem tamid afal pichein tzarech lehisbainin b'chol yom tamid arichuko me'Hashem u'miut avodasa." Person has to look at how far he is from Hashem. That you make that move, meaning not that a Jew he's starting on his journey, then Hashem looks very far. This is the twist that a Jew every single day, as he's mishtal on Hashem, his body is Hashem, he looks to himself as I'm so far from Hashem. He knows that Hashem is endless and he hasn't even begun, like we said about Moshe, like we said about Avram Avinu. That he asks Hashem that he should begin again today. That every single day, the tzaddik is going back to the Nekuda Rishona. That it's a new haschal, that he doesn't know what awaits him today. Like yesterday was yesterday. And of course, he has to build on yesterday. Like we said from the Yira Kaddish, every day he has to be most of a holech. But not that he's looking today for something which is going to be on top of even yesterday. That he knows that today is a new opportunity, it's a new hischachus, it's a new siyat d'shemaya, and there's going to be new things today. It's a very big inyan in Avodas Hashem to think that way. It's a real nekudas hachasidus, like it's always quoted from the Rakeach. Ein chasidus kitchilasa. The real chasidus is to have that taste of the beginning. That you know when you first came into Avodas Hashem, when you became a Baal Tshuva, and you started to discover Hashem, how much you were on fire for Hashem, and then when time goes on, you still feel like it's starting to go away, that the fire is burning out a little bit. But the tzaddik always is looking to be at the Nekuda Rishona, always at Haschala. Why? Because the Haschala is where the Siyata Dishmai is. That's where Hashem is holding your hand. And you want to be able to say to Hashem, you were holding my hand in the beginning, and I never ever want to let go of your hand. This is a very big yisod when it comes to Chanukah. What is Chanukah? We start off the year Rosh Hashanah time, right? Really, Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning because we failed. We failed. Why did we fail? Because Mashiach didn't come on Tisha B'Av, or if it doesn't come on Chodesh Av, that means that we went through a whole cycle starting Rosh Hashanah, and the point was to go from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot, to Chanukah, to Purim, to Pesach, to Shavuos, and from go to Shavuos, and to be able to build the Beis Hamikdash at the end of the year, to rebuild in Chodesh Av. If Mashiach didn't come, then we have to start from the beginning again. That's Rosh Hashanah. We have to do tshuva. That's why Elul is tshuva, because we failed this year. We failed, and every generation and every year that the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt, it means that it's a failed year on some level. Of course, we're getting closer, but at the same time, that year was not a successful year. And we begin again in Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Rishonim here says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, ki chayk liyisahu mishpat lelekei Yaakov. Hinei madua loksev tiku shofar b'chodesh, ala apiru shusha ala adam lehizchadish b'chol pama'at. Every year, the shofar teaches the person that he needs to be mechadish himself. Ki chayk liyisrael hu, shimadover etzel ki chayk kavur l'lochidish. If a person feels just stagnant, that he's not making any hizchadish, then mishpat lelekei Yaakov, then he brings upon himself dinim chas v'shalom. That you swim come to a person when he doesn't feel any hischachas in his avodas Hashem. It's a wake up that a person is supposed to look for hischachas. So Rosh Hashanah is the time of hischachas, that the shofar is supposed to wake up a person to start new again. What happens though? You have Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur, and then you have a sukkah, and everything is gevaldik, and you wish you could hold on to it, and then what happens? Then comes a drought, then comes cheshvan, then comes the mabul, and then you're back to Kislev again, and you're at a very low place, and then you have Chanukah. So what's Chanukah? Chanukah is the opportunity that a person should be mechadish himself with that very first light which he had in Rosh Hashanah. Like we say, Adavin Hashem Oiri. What does the Medrash say? Oiri, Zu Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, Zu Yom Kippurim. There's an or in Rosh Hashanah? Where is there an or in Rosh Hashanah? That says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish betuvah b'chayim tamas bereishis. That there's an or, of course. There's an or HaGonis that Hashem revealed in the beginning of creation. That's Rosh Hashanah. And then it goes away after the Yom Narayim, after Sukkot. So the Jew is searching for that, and he wishes he can get back to Rosh Hashanah. So what's Chanukah? Chanukah is an or. The whole mitzvah is with an or. It's near the ragli. The ragli, the Sfasema says, is for the hergel, that a person falls into a place where he doesn't feel like there's any hischachas in his life. So he takes the Chanukah, and he lights it by his feet, all the way on the bottom where he falls. And it's supposed to give him hischachas. It's supposed to bring back the or rishon of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Bnei Yisachar says, Matisyo is gematria Rosh Hashanah. Because the whole end of Matisyahu is that he was able to bring back the light of Rosh Hashanah, that a person is looking for that hischachas again. And that's why if you take a look at the tzur of how we light the Ner Chanukah, what is it? Right? You do day one, you light one candle. And then day two, two candles. Then three. But what's the tzur that we light? We don't just light in a way where that three, however which way you want to light it. Always has to be coming back to the beginning. You light candle one, and then day two, it's 1-2. And then day three, it's 1-2-3. And then day four, it's 1-2-3-4. Meaning, what's happening? That I'm moving forward every day. I'm being Mosef HaHolich every day. But I'm always coming back to the Nekuda Rishona. But I'm always coming back to the Makom of Aschala. Which means to say that today's not just day two of one of yesterday. It's not just day three of 8 days, day four of 8 days. Every day which I go weiter, I always come back to the first light again. That I'm tapping in as I'm Mosef HaHolich. I'm coming back to the Nekuda Rishona. So therefore, when I'm being Mosef HaHolich every day, it's with his Chachas every day. And that brings back the light of Rosh Hashanah. You can have Rosh Hashanah even in Chanukah. It's supposed to be in the middle of the year. A hischachas for us. And being zeichet to that or. Just like the Yid HaKadosh says, take a look again. In that second paragraph, he says, Afal pi shebechol yom vayom haya Mosef v'holich v'avodas Hashem. That's the lashon the Gemara uses by Chanukah. Even though every day he was Mosef v'holich in avodas Hashem, Afal pichin haya tamin mishtoikik achar or rishon. What's the or rishon? That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the very first light, that he's moving forward as a Mosef HaHolich, but he's tapping into the beginning as he moves forward, so it's not getting old. He's moving forward in a way that there's always a hischachas. And that's this week's parsha. Like we said before, B'chol yom yu b'necha kachadashin, the parsha of Shema. But Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the luchos in this week's parsha. Right? This is the second time the Torah tells us the luchos. You think Moshe Rabbeinu told to them and they were like, yeah, we heard that already? Yeah, we know that already. What are you telling me? When Moshe Rabbeinu told them the luchos, when he repeated the luchos to them, it brought them with such a chias, Moshe Rabbeinu, because this is what he lived by. Ata hachilois el haros sabdecha. Everything by me is new. So when a Jew like that feels that way, and he tells other Yidden things which they heard already, they don't sit there and they're like, yeah, we heard this already. They're like, wow, I feel like there's something new here. So you can go to a shir by somebody, and you can sit there the whole time with your hands crossed like this, be like, I know this, I know this. Or you can go and he's saying the same stuff you already know, but you feel like there's a chias in the words. You feel like he's talking and that it goes in because it's coming from a place that this is a person who lives a life of his chachas and his words have a chias to them. So it depends who's talking. It really depends how it's coming out. So when he told them about the luchos again, there was kolos ubrakim, believe me. There was a hischachas that every single Jew listened to when they heard that. When he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, they said, yeah, we know that already. It went in like that. That's how it has to be Shema every single day, with that type of hischaches. So even though the Siddur is the same thing every single day, you're going to read the same text, right? But every single day that a Jew wakes up, he has to know. Before he says Shema, what does he say? Hamechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tamas b'shish. There's a hischaches today, so that when you cut up to Shema, these are not just dead words. There's a new light today that gives new meaning and new depth and new havana and new hischaches to the whole Seder of Shacharis. Every day has to be moving forward, repetitive. Even though you light the same candle every single day, there's no change in the tzur, but there's an aura which is hidden within, which the tzaddik is looking for, which is that tziyat Shema that he says to Hashem, I'm never going to let go of your hand. I'm always searching for that nekuda rishona as he moves forward. We should be zeichet to be able to always have that connection to that light and see the great light be us. Meshech tzidkeinu b'mehav aminu amen.